Hello and welcome to this week's edition of a weekly roundup, a selection of our top stories featured throughout the week. Here is a recap of our stories from January 9th through the 15th. The town of Pulaski erected a memorial for a beloved member of the community this week, and that memorial was for Bella, the town deer. Bella, abandoned at birth and raised by a farming family, wandered around Pulaski her entire life, becoming a true earmark in the area. Following Bella's passing, members of Pulaski wanted a way to memorialize the special deer and her relationship to the entire village, especially the children. Support from the project came from PROP, the Preservation and Revitalization of Pulaski, Community Bank, the Greater Pulaski Community Fund, and Kellogg Memorial in Mexico, New York. A statue of Bella now occupies a special piece of land at the Community Bank Pulaski Branch property. PROP President Margaret Weigel said the organization is very happy to see the statue come to fruition in Pulaski, and they have had many, many positive comments about Bella so far. On January 11th, Fulton police responded to an address in the city of Fulton for a reported rape, and following an investigation, Julian W. Allen, 18, of Fulton, was arrested. According to police, the victim reported they had fallen asleep in bed and were awoken at approximately 4:30 a.m. by a person on top of them. The suspect was engaging in sexual relations without the victim's consent. The suspect was located and during an interview admitted to having sexual contact with the victim without their consent. Allen was arrested with the charge of rape in the first degree. Allen was later arraigned and remanded to the Oswego County Jail in lieu of $5,000 cash bail or $10,000 bail bond. The suspect was known to the victim and there is no known threat to the general public. Oswego Mayor Billy Barlow held his annual State of the City Address Tuesday, January 12th, giving a recap of 2020 and sharing his plans for the 2021 year. The mayor gave residents a sense of optimism and purpose for 2021, saying he wants physical and economic healing from the ravages of COVID-19 and the continued investment in city residents, workers, businesses, and the waterfront. The mayor outlined a new initiative called the Heroes as Neighbors program, a partnership between the city government and Pathfinder Bank to cover closing costs on the sale of a home in Oswego for frontline workers, first responders, and active duty military. Discussions of lowered building permit fees, a $100 deduction in water sewer bills, and waterfront upgrades were also addressed. Barlow spoke of the reconstruction project along Oswego shoreline that includes Britbeck Park, Wright's Landing Marina, and the International Pier. Britbeck Park is completed, Wright's Landing and Marina will reopen June 1st, and the International Pier project is slated to be finished in the summer of 2022. Barlow said the International Pier will be named after former Oswego Mayor William S. Cahill, Jr., an Oswego native deeply connected to the community and the waterfront. Barlow said the city has limitless potential, saying the city and community together are unlocking more of it every day. Information on Mayor Barlow's speech and other highlights from his State of the City address can be found on our website. On January 13th, State Police in Fulton arrested Ernest L. Mears, age 47, from Fulton, for rape in the first degree. According to state police, Mears is charged with having forcible sexual intercourse with a 17-year-old female at a residence in the city of Fulton. Mears was processed and transported to the Oswego County Jail pending centralized arraignment. If anyone has information regarding Ernest Mears, they are asked to contact state police in Fulton at 315-598-2112. Oswego County Legislature Chairman James Weatherup and Public Health Director Jian Cheng Huang are asking county residents to be patient as they work to schedule appointments for people to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Along with frontline healthcare workers, those now eligible to receive the vaccine include individuals 65 years and older, those who are immunocompromised, first responders and public safety officers, teachers and other school staff, in-person college instructors, child care workers, public-facing grocery store workers, transit workers, and individuals living and working in homeless shelters. Mass vaccination clinics are prepared to set up as soon as COVID-19 doses arrive in Oswego on a consistent basis. Weatherup said the county is in constant communication with state health officials and the governor's office, requesting more vaccines for Oswego County. The vaccine must be distributed within the strict guidelines established by New York State. All vaccinations are by appointment only, and there are no walk-in appointments. For eligibility determination and a list of nearby providers where appointments can be scheduled, please call the New York State Vaccination Hotline at 1-833-697-4829. The Salvation Army thanks the residents of Oswego County for their generosity in helping make Christmas brighter this year. Even in the midst of a pandemic, the Salvation Army was able to meet their goal, helping families celebrate the end of this challenging year with a positive outlook. The funds aided services during the Christmas holiday, the rest being used all year to continue meeting needs throughout the county. Salvation Army Captain Heather Odom thanked the community, saying they are deeply grateful to everyone who helped in any way. And those are your top stories for the week. All these stories and more can be found on Oswego County Today's news site, Oswego County Today, Oswego County's best free and independent news source.